Ian shows, I don't get out as much as I used to, but I'm pretty sure I'm safe in telling you that the main thrust of advice pursued and advice given pretty much always falls into two big gray areas, leadership and creativity. Of course, these are both subsets of the larger big picture gray area we call success. That's what we want, but anything can be a success. You have a family, your success. You have a girlfriend, your success. You exude self-confidence, success. You downplay yourself, success. And even if you are a loser, that only means you're a model for someone else to not imitate. And you're always on the lookout for a way out of loserness, which often means attending a seminar, the 7 paths to success, the 13 steps to fulfillment. These mean either following a leader or a thought leader, actually, which is a passive-aggressive leader, someone who leads from behind, you might say, giving you the ideas and tools, but letting you take the risk as he or she just shuts down the PowerPoint, wipes down the dry erase board, rolls the sleeves back down, and moves on to the next gig. The tricky thing about leadership is that you're either a leader or you're not. Some who think they're leaders are only leaders until they fail at leadership. And the thing to remember regarding leadership is that true leaders are generals. They are bosses. They are presidents. What do leaders not do? They do not conduct workshops about leadership. Those are facilitators, teachers, thought leaders, event planners. There may be flowcharts, there may be jobs assigned, but it is not the same thing as leadership. Are you outflanking Putin's ground troops in Crimea? No. You are making sure the sound system works and that the caterers will be there on time. Leadership cannot be taught. What about creativity? Well, possibly, but successful people have a huge misunderstanding about what creativity is. In 21st century capitalism, people who write or design things are called creatives. They're supposed to be a special breed of animal needed to paint a room so the couch and walls don't clash, needed to bring a little flair to a press release or manual. And if you can put together a tap dance routine at the regional sales conference, good on you. But in 21st century capitalism, creatives are basically a luxury, a value-added employee who was hired for other things, but the creative thing is a real plus. But creative does not mean writing a sonnet, a symphony, a novel, a play. It means inspiring, motivating, amusing, energizing, teamworking, workshopping, fresh ideas, a new outlook, giving food for thought, thinking outside the box. But just remember, always, never lose sight of the box. You can go back out of it for a minute. But only to remind people, hey, it's a box. Now let's go back inside. Follow me. Managers, supervisors, team leaders over there. Everybody else, why are you even here? This is Strategic Management Training Team Alpha. This box is not for you. I gotta go.